Okay, hi everybody. You have turned into Beyond the Matrix, and that is the program that dares you to think outside the box of convention. And I'm going to be going off a little bit in a different direction today than I normally do. So we're going to be talking about, I am in pursuit of pure health-inducing products that do not torture animals, and that hopefully do not include chemicals, and that are just generally rarer and rarer on planet Earth. So I ran across this company called, I was watching a documentary on television, and I saw this great little piece of information about this company called Lush Cosmetics, and I got really excited about it because the concept is very cool, which is something like a delicatessen of products for the skin and hair and beauty and whatever. And they're displayed in these shops like fresh fruits and vegetables. It's so cool. I contacted them and asked them if they would generously give me an opportunity to sample a few of these because I thought I would be very interested in endorsing them. And by endorsing them, I don't mean any financial profit other than to just turn on the world that hasn't heard about them to what good things they're doing. So they were wonderful and immediately said yes. And I got in touch with a lady named Jen Graybeal, who is with me today. We're going to talk about the products. We're going to talk about their concept, their attitude toward animals, the great work they're doing for the planet. I'm really impressed. And here she is today. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Pat. It's good to hear from you.
Oh, finally we've pulled this off. Thank you so much for being patient. I know it's been a while since
Absolutely. We're very excited to be on your show.
Great. Well, I'm glad to have you. And I want you to know that I have started testing these cosmic products. And I especially love the little bombs that go off exploding wonderful essences in the bubble bath. I'm hooked.
Oh, good. Well, that's the whole point. I think that once you try Lush, everybody's hooked.
I think so, too. So let's start out by telling everyone, what is your title with this organization and how did you get involved?
Well, I'm the regional media manager for Lush, and I've actually been working for the company for 7 years, and I have loved every moment of it. So I basically work with, you know, a team of employees, and we handle all the media relations and all the campaigns.
Well, I'm really blessed that we found each other, and I'm very grateful for the samples, which I'm already running out of.
No problem.
I'll get more. I'm hooked. And in fact, I was delighted to see that you have stores in Italy because sometimes getting things like this in Italy is very difficult. So I wanted to ask you, where does one, for starters, my audience is global, so if someone wanted to purchase them, do you also have internet sales of your products?
Absolutely. So we are, we have 700 shops globally in 42 different countries.
Wow.
So you can go on lush.com and the homepage will have a flag of each country in which we have either mail order or shops available. So we're really accessible via the internet as well as, you know, brick and mortar stores as well.
That's great. I've heard some people say that walking in is really an attack on your olfactory senses, and for some people it's overwhelming. So would you like to start by telling us a little bit about the concept of the shops?
Absolutely. Well, at Lush, we hand make bath, body, hair care, and skincare products using fresh and organic ingredients whenever possible. So the reason why our stores are so fragrant is because over about 50% of our products have no packaging whatsoever. So they're, you know, traditionally liquid products are made in solid form. So we have solid shampoos, solid bubble bars, solid massage oils. So when you step into the shop, you're smelling all the fresh fruits and vegetables and the essential oils of these products that have no packaging at all. So the inspiration behind the brand is, and the store, is that it's made to be mimic a beauty deli. So the founder, Mark Constantine, was really intrigued by fresh outdoor markets and, you know, vegetarian German restaurants. So when you walk in, we have our bath bombs are piled high to look like bushels of apples, and we have blocks of soaps that are piled up and they look like exotic cheeses. So it really does mimic a beauty delicatessen.
It's so clever. I love it. And I read that your products are 100% vegetarian and 81% vegan.
Absolutely. The founders of Lush are extremely passionate about animals, animal welfare, and we're also, you know, very passionate about the environment. So all of our products are 100% vegetarian and 81% are vegan, like you said. It's amazing.
And that because you said it's not all of, not it's not 100% pure organic. What did you mean by that?
Well, it's not 100%, you know, we use, you know, organic ingredients whenever we can. It's not 100% vegan because some of the products that we do have contain some animal byproducts like eggs or yogurt or milk.
But no meat?
No meat whatsoever. Absolutely not.
Okay. You think you'll ever get to 100% vegan?
Oh, you never know. I mean, the percentages change as we introduce new products. So we're always looking for, you know, more innovative ways to create, you know, different types of products. And, you know, we're working on improving those numbers every day.
Naturally, you have to have some preservatives. I understand that because the nature of the beast is that you've got to be able to preserve even for bacteria, I would imagine, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there are some products that we, you know, when we cannot make a solid product, which, you know, is always, you know, the top of our mind, but there are some products like shower gels or products that have water in them that do require packaging and do require some level of preservatives. However, we use the safest preservatives that are on the, you know, that have been around for, you know, hundreds of years and that have been used, you know, over the course of that time. And we use them in the smallest amount possible. So it's more than, we use, less than half of what the industry is standard, institutes is safe.
I want to also tell everyone that these products come in little paper bags, and it's written on the bag, please save this bag so that when you come to, there's my little ding, ding, ding that you don't want to hear when you're in the middle of an interview. Let me turn
okay,
that
you're
off.
Popular. You're a popular lady.
I am. Thank goodness. What were we saying? Ah, yeah, I was impressed with the fact that the little bags have written on them, save this bag, please reuse it, please bring it back to Lush when you come back to buy more product.
Yeah.
And I think
we definitely encourage recycling. We encourage, you know, no packaging at all. When you go into our stores, like I said, you'll have a lot of products that are naked, which is Lush speak for no packaging at all. But, you know, we have a lot of products that are pay by weight, just like you would find at a deli. So we slice off a piece of soap or we slice off a, you know, a solid cleanser. And it's up to the customer whether or not they want it wrapped in a greaseless wax paper or if they just want to take it home as it is. So we really do encourage, you know, the least amount of packaging and having the least amount of impact on the environment.
Yeah, it's so important, you know, when we're always pointing fingers at the guys that are destroying the oceans and the environment. And then you look at the plastic and the garbage that you purchase in a week's groceries. In a one
week's
plastic is shocking. And I constantly am telling them, I don't need the plastic bag. I don't need all this packaging, packaging upon packaging upon packaging of waste, waste, waste. So this is the first thing that I love about your organization.
Yeah, well, it's really important just when shopping in general, whether it's for your beauty products or for your groceries, just to be discerning about which products you choose and to try to choose smart and be really conscious of the sort of things that you're purchasing because it does have a huge impact on the environment. So the products that we do have in our bottles are the bottles are made from post-consumer recycled material. So it's literally someone else's trash that we're making into these bottles to house our products. So, you know, we really try to go to every single length to have the least impact on the environment.
Well, I would have to think that you are probably on the top 10 of products of this nature as far as the least abusive to the environment, considering that you're almost vegan, you're vegetarian, you don't conduct animal testing, and you're watching the packaging. I mean, this is wonderful. So
good, yeah, we're very proud of our accomplishments.
Get a 5-star award from Patricia Corey.
Well, you know, there is always room for improvement. We're not perfect, so we are always looking at ways to improve our business and to improve any sort of, you know, impact we have on the environment.
What can you tell us about the quality? I know that you use essential oils, and a lot of us are aromatherapy healers, so I'd like to know a little bit about the oils that you choose and the quality of oils that you use.
Yeah, well, I mean, as I said before, I mean, we use a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. I mean, we have factories, you know, for in the United, for North America, we have our factories in Canada. We have one in Vancouver and one in Toronto. We have fresh fruits and vegetables shipped to those factories every week. You see, you know, when you walk into the factory, you'll see someone chopping open a coconut, someone peeling rose petals. I've actually shaved chocolate for one of our products when I was there. So,
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. It was really amazing. And everything is handmade, so, you know, to order. So we're really all about freshness and including really high-quality ingredients, including our essential oils. So we have a team of creative buyers in the UK, which is where all the products are formulated, the concepts, and also the ingredients. And it's their job to source ethical and high-quality ingredients. So they actually visit these areas where we get our rose oil, where we get our jasmine, where we get our sandalwood oil, to make sure that we're sourcing not only the best ingredients that we can, but that they're fair trade, that they're organic if it's possible, and that where we're sourcing has a really great impact on the community from which we're getting it.
So are you saying that you make your own aroma essential oils?
We go and we source our essential oils from these locations all over the world. But what I'm saying is we make our own perfumes and we make our own concoctions and our own formulas in Lush. We don't outsource anything. Everything is done internally at Lush. So all the beautiful fragrances that are created for each product is done in-house.
There's one problem with your company.
And what's that?
It makes me hungry.
Oh, yes, really, that can happen.
It's such a an olfactory, luscious, sensual experience, and a lot of it because of the affiliation with all of these luscious foods and whatever. I don't need more things to accentuate the appetite.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it really is amazing how our products are just extremely fragrant, and it's all because it's not, you know, synthetically created. It's because of the wonderful essential oils that we're using and the quantity of the essential oils that we're using, as well as the fresh ingredients and the fruits and the vegetables and the herbs. And they are truly amazing to smell, but they also are extremely effective on your skin or on your hair or however you're using the product.
Yeah, I didn't get any hair products in the kit, but I can definitely attest to the skin. They're really very, very, very wonderful. I love them.
Oh, yeah, I asked for them to send you a shampoo bar. Did you not get one of those?
I got a little round one. I haven't used that yet.
Yeah, you definitely have to use that. That one was Godiva. That's my favorite shampoo bar. The shampoo bars are extremely innovative for Lush. They last for up to 65 to 70 washes. And when they're left out of the stream of the running water, they're perfect for traveling, which is great because I know you have a lot of global international listeners who probably travel quite a bit. So it's perfect for that.
I travel nonstop.
Yeah, it's perfect for that. And consider this, you know, we've done some research and found that if everybody, one shampoo bar equals three 8-ounce bottles of shampoo. So it'll last as long as 3 8-ounce bottles of shampoo. So if everybody in North America started using a shampoo bar and didn't buy a bottle of shampoo, it would prevent 122 million bottles from being sent to the landfill.
You know, those numbers, they seem so foreign to us because we're just our little selves trying to make a difference. But that's all it takes is just each of us making a difference for the ocean plastic continents the size of Texas.
Absolutely. And and we can all take small steps, which together make a huge impact. So, you know, something simple like buying a solid shampoo bar can prevent all that plastic from either being made or from being, you know, sent to the landfill. So they're really great products. They're effective. They're economical. They work extremely well, and they are by far probably my favorite product from Lush.
Okay, well, I will definitely try that next. And,
yes, you have to.
I have a question. I, of course, am an avid animal protectionist and can't even discuss the idea of animals being tested and tortured for human pleasure and for human vanity. But
yes.
You openly declare that you do not test on animals. So how do you, what
test
do you
product?
Do as a process of preparing your products for public consumption? How do you get around also the FAA or the FDA or those guys? The FDA.
You know, technically speaking, I don't know technically how that all works, but I do know that Lush is, we are all huge animal lovers. We are their biggest advocate through our products, through, we do a lot of campaigns that support animal protection, and I can get, you know, more into that later, but Lush has a very, very strict no animal testing policy. We don't test any of our products on animals. We don't buy our ingredients from suppliers who test on animals, and we make sure that they sign consent forms. We have independent auditors that visit these suppliers every year to ensure that they're abiding by what we require. We test our products on humans. So, you know, we test our products on each other. And so that's how we deem a product safe for us, is when we test on ourselves.
All right. Well, for those of you who just came in, I'll make a quick ID for you. I'm speaking with Jen Graybeal of Lush Cosmetics. Lush Inc., I think it's. What is the actual name? Just Lush, right?
It's Lush Cosmetics.
Lush Cosmetics. And I've asked her to come on today because of what I think these products can do for the world. And so if you're just tuning in, it's lush.com. And I'm speaking to the media representative for Lush. So we're going to spend this hour talking about a lot of different aspects besides the products themselves. We're going to get into their campaigns, what they're doing for animals. And, of course, they support Sea Shepherd, which, you know, for me is a big deal. And that was one of the connections I felt right away when I investigated. But before we get to that, I'd like to just, if you could go over, let's say category by category, the different kinds of things that you offer, because they're really very cool.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
have you got a way to present the different kinds of products that you basically offer?
Yeah, well, I will try to, hopefully I'll get every category. We have so many different kinds of products and a lot of innovative products. So what I was telling you earlier, Patricia, was that, you know, we really try to create innovative products, create, you know, solid forms of traditionally liquid items. So we have everything from, you know, we have a lot of bath products, which include bath bombs, which are the little round orbs that you drop into your bath.
I love them. They just go in the bubble bath.
They fizz like Alka-Seltzer, and they release essential oils. So they really do help aromatherapeutically, but they also, you know, do things like soften your skin and they uplift your mood. And they're just really fantastic products, and they're really fun. And my 2-year-old son loves them. We have solid bubble bars, which are amazing. You just crumble those underneath the running water, and they make these huge Hollywood-style bubbles. I believe I sent you the Comforter bubble bar, which is one of my favorite bubble bars. I don't know if you had a chance to try it or not.
Is that the one that looks like a lemon?
That is the one that that looks like it's like a pink and white swirl.
No, I haven't used that yet.
Okay, that one's really amazing. It has black currants, cypress oil, cassis absolute. So it's like a warm blanket, just like enveloping you in the bath. It's really amazing.
Are you people listening to these ingredients? It's so wonderful.
Yeah, we have bath melts for the bath as well. We have soaps, which we've talked about, and those are all have a palm oil free base, which is really important to Lush. I'm not sure if you're familiar with palm oil and its detriment to the Southeast Asian rainforest and what it's doing there, and it's displacing indigenous people and killing orangutans. So, you know, it took for 3 years, we, you know, worked with a company and we've developed a palm-free our palm oil free soap base, which is really important to us. We have a shower range, which includes shower jellies, which is almost like Jell-O. So those are really fun. We have shower gels. We have shower smoothies. We have Emoda bombs, which for people who don't like taking baths, the Emoda bombs are like bath bombs, but for your shower. So when you put the Emoda bomb on the shower floor, the water hits it and it evaporates and it releases essential oils into the mist of the shower, which is really amazing.
You have got to be kidding.
No, it's really, really cool. They're really fun.
Did I get one of those in my kit?
I did not. I'll have to make sure that I get you one of those because those are probably one of my favorites too because I don't have time to take a bath. So I use the Emoda bombs quite frequently. We have shower scrubs. We have a hair care line, which we have some liquid shampoos, those solid shampoos I discussed, conditioners. We have hair treatments. So we have a hair treatment that, you know, like pre-washing so you can really moisturize your hair before you take a shower. We have styling gels and we have henna hair dyes, which are really, really amazing. We have skincare for the face and for the body. So we have facial cleansers, we have toners, we have moisturizers, we have facial solid serums, which are really, really amazing. We have fresh face masks in our stores. So but they're only available in the stores right now. But when you go there, into the store, there's some to choose from, and they're made with no preservatives at all. So they have only fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs, and they have a shelf life of only 3 weeks and have to be refrigerated. They're that fresh.
Wow, that is great. I'll have to go because now I know there's a store in Rome.
Yes, there is, and these masks are amazing. They're perfect. Like whenever people are traveling or if they can get to their local Lush store, I highly recommend picking these up. They're just incredible. And we have a recycling program in the store, too, where you bring back 5 black pots, which is what our skincare comes in, then you can get a free fresh mask. So we really do encourage recycling. So I highly recommend trying those. And then for the body, we have dusting powders. We have solid deodorants. We have solid massage bars. Which just work with the natural heat of your body to release the essential oils from the solid bar.
Wow.
So that's really amazing. Those are great for traveling as well. We have solid body butters that are also amazing. Buffy body butter is our best seller, and that has ground rice, adduki beans, and ground almonds in a base of cocoa butter and shea butter. And essentially what you do is in the shower after you wash off, you take the Buffy and you scrub it on your dimply bits and it exfoliates and it increases circulation and it helps, you know, increase the blood flow in your skin and it exfoliates while moisturizing. And
on your dimply bits?
On your dimply bits or anywhere you want to exfoliate. but you emerge from the shower and you feel, you don't even need to put moisturizer on. You're so moisturized.
I love how excited you are about this company. And it's infectious. It speaks oceans about the ethics and compassion that you all have as people that are involved with this organization. I'm very impressed.
Well, yeah, and I have to agree with you that, you know, it's amazing to have the entire company together and to everybody's just so passionate about the brand. And it's really easy to work for a company that you believe in and that you think is doing right by not only the customers, but, you know, ethically. And it's just, you know, some of the things that Lush does is just truly inspiring and it makes me want to be a better person just by being affiliated with them. So, yeah, I'm very proud to work for them, and I'm very proud of these products because I truly think that they work. I don't think that, you know, they're just saying they're going to work just for a marketing scheme. Like, these products really work.
Yeah, they are exquisite products. I mean, what I've used so far, I've just been like, wow. The hand cream, the skin cream is
the charity pot.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I'm, like I said, I'm not here. I don't have any financial gain to endorse this. This is just personal experience with it and excitement that here we have an ethical company that's concerned with the environment, that's created fabulous products that are vegan almost 100% and 100% vegetarian. And you got me. I'm sold. Now,
well, back to that charity pot, the hand and body lotion. The charity pot is. Oh, sorry.
I was just going to ask you, tell us about the charity pot.
Yeah, I would love to, because this is another reason why I fell in love with this company. Lush is extremely generous, whether it's with their time or with their money or with, you know, whatever they choose to do personally and professionally. But Charity Pot is this really luxurious hand and body lotion that is just loaded with cocoa butter, and it has geranium oil and Tejet oil, and it's amazing. But the cocoa butter in it is fair trade. But it's so, not only does it do a world of good for your skin, but it does a world of good in general. So what we do is we donate 100% of the proceeds from this product to grassroots organizations that are close to the brand's heart. So that can be in areas of animal protection, environmental conservation, and humanitarian causes. So to date, I don't know the global figure, but in North America, we have raised over $1.5 million to 97 different organizations. Sea Shepherd being one of them. So it is. Pardon?
What do you do with Sea Shepherd? Just financially donating to them, or is there another form?
Yes, we've done several different campaigns with them. In the United Kingdom, they did a shark finning campaign. So at Lush, we do a lot of awareness campaigns to educate people about issues that otherwise they might not know about. So we literally get on our soapbox at our stores, and we use them as a platform to educate people about these issues. So shark finning happens to be a very serious issue. And so we partnered with Sea Shepherd to have this campaign. So we created a shark fin soap, and all the proceeds from that soap were donated to Sea Shepherd's efforts to protect the sharks. So we've done this through special limited edition products, but also through our charity pot.
I love that. What other organizations have you supported through the charity pot?
Oh, gosh, we've supported so many different organizations, you know, both locally, you know, in North America, but also internationally. We've support organizations that protect animals. We support organizations that build schools in, you know, Africa. We do a lot of different charity work like that. So specifically, we've worked with WaterCan. So it's a Canadian organization, but they go over to Africa and they build clean water systems for the inhabitants of the areas to ensure that they have clean drinking water. So that's really special. We have also supported just trying to remember. There's so many to choose from. I'm trying to make sure that I remember them all.
Tell us about the Chimpanzee Sanctuary.
The Chimpanzee Sanctuary, it provides lifetime care for formerly abused and exploited chimpanzees in the United States. So the funds that we donate help them care for these abused animals that have been rescued. So that's just one.
That touches my heart.
I'm sorry?
It touches my heart, and I'm going to get emotional.
Yes.
Because it's a very, I get very emotional when it comes to animals being abused, and I'm just so grateful that your organization is doing so much for them.
Yes, for instance, I'm not sure if you've heard, but did you hear about the dog sledding
yes.
Issue in Whistler,
yes,
Canada?
Yes, I heard about it. There's a breaking point for many of us where the bad news becomes so unbearable that it's disempowering. So I try to not read or see every torturous act, but rather to know about it and then say, I can't look at that. I don't need to look at it to know how bad that is. And then
we won't talk about specifics, but as a company, we needed to do something about this because it's happening in our own backyard. It was so disheartening and so it saddened us so much because it was, you know, just this cruelty to animals, which is completely unnecessary for economic
gain.
So,
barbaric.
Lush, agreed. So what we did, and this just is happening this weekend, we are calling for a ban on all dog sledding tours and races in British Columbia. So our stores are having, you know, a walk in protest. And we're petitioning the government to end dog sled tours and races and to end the entire industry. We've created a special soap, which is limited edition, which you're, unfortunately, you can only get in North America, but it's called the Paws Soap, and it's this adorable soap with a paw print on it. It's $5.95, and 100% of the proceeds are going to be donated to the Vancouver Humane Society. So, you know, that's just another thing that we do. Like, we think, you know, we see things happening in the media, and we see things that are happening, and we have to take a stance. And, you know, we have Thurston Whistler. We don't, you know, we're just trying to raise awareness about this and trying to protect, you know, creatures that can't protect themselves. So, you know, that's one example of what Lush does that no other company ever does. We put, you know, we put everything on the line to campaign against things that that are so important to us.
To the world.
To the world. And yeah, exactly. So, so that's happening this weekend in all of our, you know, in our BC, British Columbia location. So, you know, that's just one example of the good work that Lush does, you know, for charity.
And you've got 700 stores in the world. Is that right?
Yes, we have 700 stores globally in 42 different countries.
That's amazing. How did that happen?
Well, I think that, you know, it just kind of, it catches on. You know, we've received, you know, we have a huge following of customers, and, you know, we have a lot of partners in Europe who really feel passionately about the brand as well, and they want to bring it to their neighborhood. So that's how we've been able to expand like that.
Do you have employment possibilities for like-minded people?
Yes.
So if somebody, because I mean, there are, I know there are a lot of people that are in my audience that would be excited about being involved with this company, and would there be opportunities? And if so, who would they contact?
Well, if they're, I mean, it depends on what level of interest they have in working for Lush. I mean, they can always work with Lush, you know, at the retail level. They can work with, you know, if there's a factory or a head office in their area, they can always feel free to, you know, look into that. We don't franchise in the United States or in Europe. We have company partners. So if they want to get more information, they can go on to the UK website, which is lush.com. Then they can click on the British flag, and they'll have more information about any sort of inquiries about franchising or country partnerships.
You know, I'm embarrassed to tell you that I did not realize that palm oil was a problem. Can you elaborate more on that? You started to talk about it, but can you give us more information about that crisis?
Sure. Well, palm oil is in basically everything. I mean, palm oil is in gas. It's palm oil is in potato chips. It's in food. It's in processed food. It's in most soaps on the market. So basically, palm oil is found in the rainforest in Malaysia and Indonesia. So what they do is they go in and they these rainforests are homes to orangutans who are almost in danger of being extinct, as well as indigenous people who live there. So they go in and they cut down the palm trees to get the oil, and they burn the peat land, and so it's emitting extreme amounts of carbon dioxide into the air, and it's destroying the rainforest. So it has a really negative impact on the environment, but as well as just displacing natural inhabitants of this area. So what Lush has done is we've worked with Kay's, which is a British company, to formulate a palm oil-free base for soap, which now consists of rapeseed and coconut oil, which are much more sustainable. So by switching to the base, we have reduced the amount of palm oil we use in our soap by 133,000 pounds, or 60.5 tons per year. And that's 36.3 acres of primary rainforest saved from destruction.
That's outstanding.
Yeah. And the best bit is that for any proprietor who wants this formula, we're making it available to them. It's not a secret formula. Kay's has made it available to anyone who wants this soap base. Feel free to use it.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'd like to remind people that when you think about, many people ask me, what can I do, Patricia, with this? There's so much to do. What can I do? Well, for starters, pop into Lush and buy a little black container of Charity Pot Cosmic Skin Cream.
Yes.
Money is going to one of the many causes that Lush has taken on, which clearly are for the planet, for the animals, for a better world. I'm so delighted about this. Tell us about Operation Splash. This is one that really touches my heart.
Yes, Operation Splash is a really great organization in Long Island, and basically what they do is they clear out the oceans and waterways of pollution through public education and volunteer partnership. So it's a really great organization. It's all volunteer-based. I'm trying to get you the information right now that I have about what the money that we've donated to them has provided them with. We have, hold on one second. Let me just find this information because it's truly amazing when you hear exactly what we've done.
I will advise people again who I'm talking to, and that is Lush Cosmetics. I'm speaking to Jen Graybill, who's the marketing kahuna, or the media kahuna for the company. And the website is www.lush.com. 700 shops all over the world. Even in Italy, no man's land.
And just everywhere.
Some really fabulous products. I'm trying to use them little by little because I'm really just enjoying them one by one. But the little bombs, there's these little poofs of, they're called bath bombs. I was talking about them in the beginning. You have got to try. They're just like, woo! All right.
They're really amazing. Yeah, so to get back to the Operation Splash, they use boats and nets, as well as they perform beach sweeps to clean up the oceans. And since 1990, they have removed 325 tons of garbage, including flat-screen TVs, bunk beds, cars, hot water heaters, amongst many other things. So all this junk is removed, and they transport it to recycling centers or the dump if it can't be recycled. They conduct a lot of community outreach, educating citizens and children about how to take better care of the beach and the water. So all the funds that Lush is donating from their charity pot is going to fund the operation of two boats for 1 year. So that includes the mechanics and the fuel, a vehicle to haul the trash to and from the recycling center, and then 1 year of printing education materials, newsletters, and pamphlets and postage for a year. So all of the money that Lush is donating is doing all of that for this organization, who otherwise would not be getting this funding.
So does this automatically come out of the charity pot, or do you have special product for each organization that you sponsor?
Well, we pledge a certain amount we have a charity pot fund, and each charity gets a specific amount of money from that fund, but we do have on each charity pot, on the lid is a sticker of the charity pot. So you can choose which charity you want to support by purchasing the charity pot with the sticker on the lid.
You're so organized. I love it. I would like to just interject here that some of us often feel so overwhelmed, and there is a lot of discourse constantly in our social networks about how bad things are on this planet. And we can easily perpetuate that negativity and start to feel hopeless, like it's just all so much. And that people sometimes say to me, Patricia, the dark forces are really winning. And when you believe that, you are contributing to the downfall of the human spirit. So talking to Jen today, in a commercial vein, people who are really doing something, creating a commercial product that is fabulous for you, with an energy of joy and celebration of what humans can do, love and respect for the planet, and intention to do good work to heal the planet, this is a reminder for all of us, whenever you feel like it's not going to change, that this is the new community. This is where we're going. This is what is going to turn this planet around. And it's like, I'm not trying to glorify Lush, but it's the kinds of mindsets like this organization in every different category that are going to turn things around. So when you're feeling funky, just remember this conversation with Jen today and know that there are a lot of brilliant people on the move turning the old into new ways of dealing with the crises on our planet. And I can't tell you, well, for me to bring you on the show, which is kind of weird to be talking about a product, it's because of the great work that you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, the brand is incredible. I mean, there are a lot of companies out there who are like-minded and that are doing their part to really, you know, to help the efforts in making this, you know, making the world a better place. And, you know, Lush just happens to be one of them that is, it's not about just beauty products. And it's about creating things that just make a difference.
Indeed. Where do you think the company is headed? What things are on the horizon?
Well, I mean, we're always, you know, as a company, we're always, like I said in the beginning of this interview, you know, we're not perfect. We're always looking to improve, whether it's through product innovation or if it's through better recycling systems in the factory or in our stores. So, I mean, expect big things. It's a slow process, but, you know, we're always, you know, we have green officers, we have environmental officers, you know, that work for the brand who are the most, I can honestly say, the most passionate, like, environmentalists that I've ever met in my life, whether they're campaigners or whether they're actually, you know, the ones that are looking at our carbon footprint or who are looking at the systems in place and making sure that Lush is doing its part and doing the best that we can for the environment. So, nothing specific as of right now, but I do know that, you know, Lush is always going to be ever evolving and learning and changing and just making sure that we continue to have, you know, the least impact on the environment.
And what about new product lines? Do you foresee new directions for, I mean, obviously you've got a delicatessen of cosmic products already, but do you think there are new directions your company will go with new kinds of products?
Yeah, I mean, they're always, you know, and it's so much fun for, I think, everybody that works for Lush and also for their customers to see what they come up with next. So I have no idea what's coming, but I'm excited, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, they go into their laboratories and they, you know, go into their product sheds and they come up with some really amazing products. You're like, what are they going to come up with next? You know, they just are launching in April this solid hand serum, which is called Tiny Hands. So it's like a solid hand treatment, and it's amazing, and it smells delightful of lemons, and it's really zingy and zesty, and it's, you know, things like that, that they're really pushing the boundary with, you know, innovation and trying to, you know, come up with the next thing that they haven't done yet. So, you know, they, like I said, they've already done so much, like, by way of, you know, solid products and really creative things that no other company is doing. So my hat to them. I can't wait to see what comes down the pike.
Yeah, me too. And one question I wanted to ask you earlier when you were talking about massage oils, because a lot of people that listen to my show are healers. Mm-hmm. And you said you've got solid bars that people, massage bars that people that obviously melt in when the heat of the hands. Does that kind of align different aroma essences?
Yes, it does. I believe off the top of my head, there's probably about 8 or 9 to choose from, all the different fragrances. They're all truly amazing. We have one that's called Wiki Magic Muscles Massage Bar, and it is loaded with peppermint and spearmint and cinnamon, so it's really invigorating and uplifting, and it gets the circulation going, but it has a dookie beans in it. So you can really, like, you can rub the bar directly on the skin and it, you know, gets into the muscles with the adjuki beans. So things like that. So that's really stimulating and lovely. And then we have a therapy massage bar, which is 100% certified organic. I believe I sent that one to you, actually. And it has fair trade cocoa butter. It has organic neroli. It's 100% organic. It's certified by the Soil Association as organic. So it's really dreamy, and it has neroli and lavender. So it has a strengthening effect on the elasticity of the skin, but it also is really relaxing and nourishing for the mind.
I'm going to have to go back and look at my little treasure box because I've been not using it, which is ridiculous because I want it to last. And of course,
yes, but they're meant to be used.
I've got to go back and look at what you sent me. What is that little beautiful thing that looks like a piece of cheesecake?
A piece of cheesecake. I'm trying to.
It came in like a box, like a Christmas box.
It came in a Christmas box.
But it's cut in a wedge, and it came with a little beautiful thing that looks like a lemon. And it looks like a piece of cheesecake. Am I just seeing food where I go?
I know. Are you hungry? Was it brown?
Well, I will definitely go back. And now that we've talked and just party down, the bubble bath will have another exploding bomb in it. And I will treat myself to a luscious, luscious day after this conversation.
But products are meant to be used. I know it's hard. You want to save them. But they're just a treat. And I think that, you know, Lush creates products that are really, really effective, and they don't create products because they're trends like some other companies. We don't have huge marketing schemes. We create products that we really truly feel that our customers want and that they deserve and that really work.
They do. We only have a couple of minutes left, believe it or not. Would you believe an hour has passed?
I can't believe that went by so fast.
Now, do you have any last-minute information or message that you'd like to give the audience, knowing that you've got here sensitive people, animal conservationists, healers, and beautiful souls that are listening?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we've covered such a wide range of topics, and you know, all this information can be found on our website, so it's lush.com, and then you can just click on the flag of the area that you're in, and it has, your language, and it has all the information about, you know, what Lush is about, what your country might be doing, in terms of charity pot support or campaigns that are going on. So you can always support the store and support the brand through that way. So we really do encourage our customers to, you know, be activists with us. So, it's a wonderful company. We do a lot of good work, both in the beauty industry, but in the environmental industry as well. And we're just so excited to be where we are right now. And we're looking forward to, you know, improving everything that we do in the future.
Yeah, well, you should be. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to say goodbye to Jen. We've been speaking to Jen. Oops.
I blacked out
Graybeal. Sorry, Jen. I said it enough
time. Okay.
Jen Graybeal, she's the media kahuna for Lush. And their slogan is, Lush is the ultimate beauty delicatessen. I can attest to that as I've been gifted with some samples. And I highly recommend you go in and try the original fizzing bath bomb, which is just most fun. And buy a pot of the kitty pot. That's not called kitty pot.
The charity pot.
the charity pot. Kitty pot sounds like a bathroom. Pick up the charity pot because it's doing such incredible work. And celebrate with me this great company doing great things. It's lush.com. Thanks a million, Jen. It has been great. And anytime you feel like you've got to send me more samples, I will humbly.
I definitely will. Thank you so much for letting me come on your show and talk about this wonderful brand that I'm so proud to be a part of.
Thank you. And be sure to know that I will check back in with every so often. I'll tell people on the air, I just tried the hair, whatever, and keep people excited about it because it's just a great thing. Thank you very, very much, Jim.
Thank you so much.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. You've been listening to Beyond the Matrix, the radio show that dares you to think outside the box of convention. I want to announce to you that come April, I will be reverting to every other week because as much as I love being on the radio every Saturday, I would like to have a life, an occasional Saturday night event. And I also just, I really can't handle the time anymore to be always, I'm traveling so much this year, and so many activities and events are happening in this speeding to 2012 that I've decided to cut back. So I'll be announcing those dates. It'll be every other Saturday coming to you with Beyond the Matrix, the radio show that implores you to soar with the eagles in the free thought zone. All right, I'm going to sign out. Just please remember, I'm coming to the deadline for the Return to Atlantis Dolphin Whale excursions in the Azores Islands. There's still space, but we're getting to the point where we've got to cut off reservations. So if you're interested in joining me in being a human emissary and going out and swimming with the dolphins in the wild, please get in touch and we'll make it happen. And keep doing the great work that you're doing. Remember that this world is in a state of incredible transformation. Don't let yourself be fooled by the illusion of darkness. Know that the light will prevail. And when you talk to people like Jen and you hear about this imprint one company can make, you realize there's nothing to fear. So thank you for being there, doing all the good things you do, and know that my love surrounds you. Nanu, nanu.